This is Jerry Wells from Radio 1 Philly. It's that time again, back to school time. And I don't have to tell you that this year, our children face even more challenges to their getting the best possible education. There'll be fewer teachers and counselors, fewer resources, fewer schools. The only things there'll be more of are students in each class and uncertainties about where the money's going to come from. Unfortunately, Philadelphia doesn't have many friends in Harrisburg other than our own senators and representatives. And in case you hadn't noticed, a number of them are under attack right now, too. I don't put much faith in that cigarette tax idea either, if it even goes through. Tobacco use is declining, and it's been shown that every time the price goes up, more people quit. Well, that's a good thing for health reasons, but it makes the cigarette tax a very shaky crutch for the schools to lean on, even temporarily. So what do we do? Well, parents, you really have to work as hard as you can, helping your children make the most of what resources they do have access to. Make sure your child knows that their education is important to you. Volunteer if you have the time. All those marches and protests at the Board of Education need to continue. Let's keep the pressure up. And you know, elections are coming up. Know where the candidates stand on funding for schools and make sure you vote in every election. I'm sure you have some suggestions too. And here's something else. We have a lot of celebrities, a lot of stars who are proud to say they're from Philly, making millions in entertainment, sports, business, etc. Some are already helping. Kevin Hart recently donated computers to Philly schools. Maybe it's time to pass the hat and get more Philly stars involved. Some may already be doing things we don't know about, but for those who aren't, well, let's hit them up. I really think that's where we are now. Our governor doesn't want to help. Our mayor seems to be staying out of it. The way things are going, in 5 years, there may not even be a school district of Philadelphia. If the schools and our children are going to make it, something has to start happening now. This is Jerry Wells. And I'm just saying.